Kamena treba održavati nuđenje čiste vode, čisti pjenak od cvijeća, voća, cvijeća i povrća, koje su dostupne u šumi ili sa kupljenjem novo izraste trave, malih kupoljaka cvijeća, ričak kore drva, iako je moguće nuđenjem tulasi višća koje je veoma drago svevišnja božanska višnjstva. Smisao. Ovdje je spomenuto da je tulasi višća veoma drago svevišnjoj božanskoj višnjstvi, i bakti se trebaju posebno brinuti da imaju tulasi višće u svakom hramu i centru obožavanja. Dok smo propagirali svjesnost Krišne u zapadnim zemljama, bili smo veoma nesrećni jer nismo mogli naći tulasi višće. Zato smo veoma zahvalni na našoj učenici Šrimati Govinda Dasi, jer je posvetila mnogo pažnje uzgajanju tulasi biljaka iz sjemena i u tome je bila uspješna milošću Krišne. Sada tulasi biljke rastu skoro u svakom našem centru. Tulasi lišća veoma važno u procesu obožavanja svevišnje božanske ličnosti. U ovom stihu riječ salilaj znači vodom. Naravno, drugo Maharaja je vršio obožavanje na obor Jamune. Jamuna i Ganga su svete rijeke i ponekad bhakti u Indiji insistiraju da se božanstvo mora obožavati vodom Gange ili Jamune. Ali ovdje Desha Kala znači u skladu sa vremenom i zemljom. U zapadnim zemljama ne postoje Jamuna i Ganga. Voda takvih svetih rijeka nije dostupna. Da li to znači da zato ača obožavanje treba prekinuti? Ne. Salilaj se odnosi na bilo koju vodu koja je dostupna, ali mora biti veoma bistra i sakupljena na čist način. Ta se voda može upotrijebiti. Drugi predmeti kao što su vjeci, cvijeća, voće, povrće, treba se sakupljiti u skladu sa mogućnostima. U nas je lišće veoma važno procesu zadovoljavanja gospodina, i stoga treba izvršiti sve pripreme za rast tulasi lišća. Narada Muni je savjetovao drugom Maharadži da obožava gospodina voćem i cvijećem dostupnim u šumi. U Bhagavad Giti Krišna otvoreno kaže da prihvata povrće, voće, cvijeće i tako. Stoga, gospodinu Vasudevi ne treba ponuditi ništa osim onoga što je ovdje propisao velika autoritet Narada Muni. Ne možemo ponuditi božanstvo sve što nam se sviđa, pošto je voće i povrće dostupno svugdje u univerzumu,
treba da uvemo pažljivo slijedimo ovo malo. Namam Višnu Padaja Krišna Preštaja Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Bhaskaryade Satharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasri Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
One should worship the Lord by offering pure water, pure flower garlands, fruits, flowers and vegetables which are available in the forest, or by collecting newly grown grasses, small buds of flowers, or even the skins of trees, and if possible, by offering tulasi leaves, which are very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By our constitutional nature, we are all originally Krishna-conscious living entities. However, we have become contaminated by our contact with the material energy. Contact with matter is really not so dangerous, but what is dangerous is if one desires to control matter. At that time, the living entity wants to control his material surroundings in order to enjoy the material matter shows a very aggressive phase. because this material world is actually Krishna's energy. And if you want to control it, or if the living entity wants to control and enjoy it, he comes into the criminal department, and he is punished by the material energy. A devotee, however, who is no longer desiring to control and enjoy this material energy, can live happy and undisturbed even while residing in this world. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the desire to control and enjoy material life is described with the words Viparyaya Smriti. It means the intelligence has become twisted, and as a result, there is bhaya, strach. Someone who has therefore understood that the desire to enjoy and control is really the cause of all material fears, he will throw his hands up in the air and say, "Moi drogi gospodin, I surrender unto you. Please, you take care of my life. I have been trying to control and enjoy since so long, but I failed. Now I understand that something was wrong with my intelligence. I was befooled by the material energy, and therefore I have been brought in trouble." In the Panchatantra, we find an interesting and, in fact, humorous little story which illustrates this point. Once there was a washerman who had an asna. Oslak? Not asna. Last time it was asna. Osla, okay. Somehow this Osla was very skinny. It didn't have enough food because the washerman was so poor. One day, the washerman found a tiger skin. It was in the forest, and he got an idea. He put the tiger skin over his little osla, and now it looked like a tiger. It was still the same osla, but it had a different look to it. So in the night, he brought his osla into the field of the farmer, where there was where cucumbers were growing. What is the meaning of cucumber? Kumara, yes. Kumarak. Yes, so the farmer in the night heard some noise in the field and looked carefully through the window, and he saw, "Ooh, my God, it's a tiger." But at the same time, he felt also a little pacified, because everyone knows that tigers don't eat kumarak. Yeah. So he felt there was no problem for his field and his harvest. One day, however, the true nature of his nightly visitor was revealed. See, the washerman, being clever, always brought his little osla on the field, who ate every night a full belly full with cucumbers. So one night, this trick was revealed. How did it come? Well, the ostler saw the moon, and he decided in a romantic feeling to address the moon with a night raga and began singing. Now, he should have known that he is not a good singer, nor is it appropriate in such a situation to open the mouth. But he couldn't control his tongue and started braying, ee-yah, ee-yah. So the farmer woke up and he heard the tiger, so-called tiger, singing his Osla melodies and was highly furious and angered. He took a stick and he ran behind the ostler and beat him severely. He was wounded in many places and could just escape with his naked life. That's all. From that day onwards, no more cucumbers for the ostler. So, this is a very good example which makes a point which everyone can, I think, appreciate. We all come into this world dressed up in the tiger skin of the enjoyer and controller. But it doesn't work. We are tiny little living entities, parts of Krishna. And we are severely beaten because the material energy is not befooled by our show of by our tiger-like show of controller and enjoyer. She sees it and she reacts very severely. The true strong person is not he or she who tries to enjoy and control material life. The strong person is someone who can renounce. Renounce. How do you say to renounce? Udreci. Udreci, yes. That sounds good. Udreci. That is a real strength. Therefore, let us all understand, our problem is our false role, so to say, as the enjoyer and controller. And we have to practice renunciation of these two principles in order to really come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Now in Rieka, we spoke about two kinds of, two manifestations of false ego, false identification. Like we're speaking now of the ostler who wants to be a tiger. And I would really like to know if someone here can imagine what these two kinds of manifestations of false ego could be. It's an interesting question, isn't it? To find out the binding, the chain to material existence is a duty of all devotees. Though I guess many of you have had deep thoughts about this and have found an answer. Mulim? There's one answer. Anyone else? Very good. You said Mahamaya. You are Yogamaya. which connects us with Krishna. This answer is very good, Mahamaya. I'm very impressed because it's not so easy to find this out. First of all, at a lower stage, the living entity has no clear conception of who he is, even not as a false identification. But he is very enthusiastic to claim things his own, like a little baby. Otrok, like the little otrok. He has a little toy. When someone steals this toy away from him, it's very difficult. We have a little boy in our Berlin temple. His name is Bhima. His father gave him a mridanga. So sometimes Bhima comes in, this is mridanga, right in the lecture. And then I said, Bhima, not the right time. At kirtan you can play mridanga. But he's so enthusiastic, he wants to show what he has learned. He's smiling. And then his father comes and tries to take the mridanga away from him. That is like then a whole tragedy happens, like it's a very dangerous. He screams and he is furious and so on and so forth. So at the first stage of consciousness, some person is like economy. He wants to work and get things and call them his own. My shirt, my this, my that. Later, he wants to find a clear conception of who he is. He defines his false ego a little bit more strong. I'm a very intellectual human being, or I am this is my nature, or that is my nature. But first is the my concept, and then that's on the lowest, let us say, not first, but on a lower stage of consciousness is the this is mine, so many things, and this is I. There are even when people want to be liberated from material existence, they have a false concept of the I. That's the jnani. The jnani, imagine, can be so much an illusion about himself that he thinks he is God. Yes, I'm Bog. The false ego has these two manifestations. To say these things is mine, that's on the lower state, and then this is the I, this is the identity. In Krishna consciousness, we understand that everything belongs to Krishna. In fact, all situations which we find ourselves in can be understood as directly connected with Krishna's arrangement. Sometimes it may be difficult to exactly understand how it is that something is Krishna's arrangement. However, a devotee will be able to understand if he is a little bit more purified. Everything is Krishna's, even the situation in which we find our lives in. That is as far as the mind concept is concerned. The devotee understands nothing is mine. All belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the I concept. A devotee understands that I am an eternal servant of Krishna, part and parcel of his transcendental existence. So I was saying how a devotee must learn to understand Krishna's hand in everything. This requires a certain strength. As long as you think you are the enjoyer and the controller, you will never understand how a situation is related to Krishna. You will never understand how Krishna, in fact, is a controller or arranger of the situation. I wanted to read to you something about the strong intelligence. As long as we are thinking I want this, that is not to my liking, or if I adjust things a certain way, everything will be better. These thoughts are material. The devotional service is not conditional. So stop this dreaming state. Try to understand things with the light of your intelligence. And if you are sincere in this way, without a doubt, Krishna will give you full facility to understand him and become free of the bondage of ignorance. Become convinced yourself of this knowledge, and without a doubt, all of your difficulties of mind will disappear forever, and you will see Krishna face to face. So by a Krishna conscious vision, which goes beyond the dreaming state of material existence, we will be able to wake up from our illusions and come to the state of actually understanding Krishna in everything. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, one who says, everything in me, and me in everything, is never separated from me. I want to tell you also a little story in this connection, which makes this somewhat abstract point a little bit more clear. Once there was a king who had a minister who said, in all situations of life, this is Krishna's milast. Milast. Is that correct, milast? Ah, 1 point. This is Krishna's milast, whatever happened. One day the king cut himself in the finger, was bleeding, and went to the minister to find some words of encouragement and solace. The minister looked at the finger and said, this is Krishna's milast. The king was highly angered. You fool! How can you say it is Krishna's milast if I cut my finger? Go into the prison. This is too much. You're not respecting your king. He was so angry that that same day he went to hunt in the forest. However, he was captured by some criminals who wanted to make a man sacrifice to the goddess Kali. They washed him, put nice oil on his body, put a nice fresh dhoti around him, and made him kneel down before the goddess of Kali in order to chop off his head. Just when the leader of the criminals was about to hit with a big sword, he realized that the finger of the king was cut. And he told to his men, he said to his men who had found the king, "You uncivilized barbarians, don't you know that one can only sacrifice someone who is unharmed, whose body is fully intact? There may not be one single cut in the body." And in great frustration, he chased the king into the forest, thinking that the wild animals would kill and eat him. The king, however, managed to find his way back to the palace, and upon return released his minister to tell him what had happened. After all, it was something like a priyatelya. So the minister heard his story, said, "This is Krishna's Leela." Because if you wouldn't have the finger cut, your head would be cut by now. And it was also Krishna's milost that I was put into the prison. Because if I would not have been thrown into the prison, I would have had to accompany you into the forest. And then they would have taken me instead of you, because my body was Moshe. This is how everything is Krishna's milas. The king was thinking about it. Mishlo, Mishlo, Mishlo. And he actually understood the lesson. Do we understand? So. Dear friends of Lord Krishna, dear devotees, young, middle, and old, if you understand that Krishna is the controller of everything, and that Krishna is your dear friend, and that he owns everything, then your life will be peaceful, Krishna conscious, and you will not entangle yourself in the world of illusion. Only when you think yourself, only if you forget this, and you put yourself into the center of your life, and your different desires, which will never be satisfied in this life and in the next and in the many lives which come behind it, then, only then, you will lead a very nice life. Yesterday, I think most of you were able to visit our Sunday feast, and you heard the story of Amadeus Mozart. Yes? Everyone? Yeah. Now just imagine, he was once a little, how do you say, he was once a very famous musician. Everyone hears his music. Mozart, everyone has heard, isn't it? On the radio, at least. I personally do not know, only know. what is Königin der Nacht, Queen of the Night. I know only this. Is das Mozart? But I suppose I have heard many other things. Everyone has heard Mozart. But where is he now? according to the story, he is now born in the family of a devotee, which is good. But after that, he had so many terrible experiences. He was a girl in France, you know, just an ordinary worker's girl, working in a coal mine day and night without much relief. Yeah. Do you understand? You may be someone in this world, but by the cruel laws of nature, you're dragged out of the body at the time of death, and you're going somewhere. Where is President Kennedy now? Just imagine this thought. President Kennedy did a lot of illicit sex. This is known. He was really wild. A wild man. Where is he now? With all his grech, with all his sins. He's no longer the ruler of a country. He may be some aborigine in Australia trying to fulfill his unfulfilled desires for sense gratification. It's well possible. So, see, we should become a little... It's green, yes. And understand that in this world we cannot function as the enjoyers and controllers. It is simply not possible. There are six symptoms of surrender which someone who understands this point thinks about and tries to adopt in his life. Someone who understands Krishna's divine position wants to make sure that he only does things favorable for the devotional service of Krishna. And with great resolution in his mind, he stops those activities and also thoughts which are unfavorable for the execution of Krishna consciousness. He always meditates about the fact that Krishna is his only protector in this world and other existences as well. He does not want to waste his time with self-made plans, but wants to be part of the mission of Krishna, part of the plan of Lord Krishna. Krishna's plan in this material world for this material world is an open secret. He wants to elevate the conditioned souls who are dreaming in a state of forgetfulness. He wants to elevate them to Krishna consciousness. You might have seen yesterday the Sunday festival. The atmosphere was very nice, isn't it? We could have made the festival up till 2 o'clock in the morning. Just chant different melodies, eat more prasadam, hear a little bit more about Krishna. Why? Because, see, Krishna is very satisfied if conditioned souls, and also we still should count ourselves to this group of souls, if they are engaged in his devotional service. Chanting is a very important devotional service. Eating prasadam is also important for our spiritual growth. Not too much, enough, so that we are strong for devotional service. And hearing about Krishna is also a devotional service. So someone who can spread these simple and pleasant relieving processes of devotional service, he directly participates in Krishna's plan. The preachers of Krishna consciousness know that when they are engaged in this service, one is feeling so much happiness. Like I received a letter from one devotee, and the devotee was explaining, whenever I speak about Krishna, I feel such intense satisfaction. The reason is very easy. Krishna is satisfied if you praise him and talk about him. You are directly connected with Krishna's plan when you speak about Krishna or give someone a book about Krishna. Our Sankirtan devotees, they know this. Sometimes from the outside, a Sankirtan devotee with heaps full of books may appear to ordinary people like a bookseller, but something completely different is going on. And you have transcendental literature and you give it into the hands of the conditioned soul. One feels so much encouraged, so much spiritual energy, and in fact, one feels so protected. I spoke with Vali Priya and Akshaya Prabhus at the time of this critical political time when there were when the National Army marched into Slovenia. There were still distributing books. They didn't feel any strach. People were amazed that they were still there saying, Mulim, Mulim, isn't it? Prosim. Prosim, when they said Prosim. Why Prosim? The Zerbs and the Chetniks, you know, are marching into the country. Why do you say Prosim? But the devotees are not disturbed by this. Even at the time of war, real heavy war, Krishna, by sending his Vishnu Dutas, his servants, protects the devotees, that nothing can happen in their lives. Imagine. So a devotee therefore wants to, out of gratefulness, be connected with the mission of Krishna. My dear Priya Talyas of Krishna, please understand this. Do some service for Krishna. Tell your friends about Krishna consciousness. Invite them to the Sunday program. Take books from the temple and give them as birthday presents or presents of any sort to your friends, to your family members. You will see, just by this simple attempt to help others in Krishna consciousness, in whatever way you are able to, Krishna becomes highly satisfied with you, and you become very satisfied, because the one with whom Krishna is satisfied is feeling intense bliss in his life. So these were four principles. One should also understand Krishna is the only maintainer. See, we live now at a little crisis, especially in our Zagreb temple. We have many devotees who eat a lot of prasadam, and the economic situation is a little bit difficult. But still, Krishna is our only maintainer. We have a very nice program now in Zagreb. Our Bhaktin Kamen goes out with prasadam, which is offered to the deities of Gornitai, and distributes sometimes up to 500 Slatki Kuklitsas. People are so thankful. They give so much donations to her and also another Mataji, that just by that the rent for the temple can be paid. Just Krishna maintains the devotees. If they just are carefully and consciously endeavoring to make their lives dependent on him. Who would ever thought to go out with Slatki Kuglitsa in a time of economic crisis just give them and get a whole huge big house paid as a rent? Who thinks of these things? And they are also not a clever business trick, but they are this is possible by Krishna's milost, who is satisfied with devotees who understand we have to make ourselves dependent on Krishna. So, and the last point for a devotee to understand is he must be humble and he must be meek. Yes, in the life of a devotee, sometimes great things happen. He meets very influential people. His talk or his person is well received by the material society. On concerts, very good people learn to develop an appreciation and love for Krishna consciousness. Many good and amazing things happen, but the devotee should always understand this is due to the inconceivable arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not happening because of me. We had this feeling in Selye. Our program in Selye was, as far as we thought, a little amateurish and dilettantish. Everything took an hour and 20 minutes before it was arranged, and there were long waiting pauses between the most simple things. But as far as the public was concerned, they danced, even though we played the wrong harmonium and played the wrong melodies. They danced and chanted, and for them it was Bhajan. We had our Haribo club there. Who was spicing the whole thing. We all became a little humble and thought, well, our next program, we must do it better. Molim Dragi Krishna. We have to do a little better. So, in all circumstances, even we should know Krishna has his plan. He wants preaching going on. We have seen this many times when we thought, oh, this was really a bad program. We went with a preaching party all over this area. People were just so enthusiastic and said, it was the best experience in my life. Thank you very much. Really? Yes, da. Thank you very much. Krishna has his plan. We should just do our best to become part of this plan as fast as possible. So I do not want to take much of your time this morning, because there might be some questions with you which you would like to have answered in some ways. Yes. What is your name? Sasha. Yes. Here we have also Sasha.
The question is, how can I go
What kind of problems do you have? Spekulera. Well, you must learn the philosophy. If you are a good speculator, a good philosopher, you will understand that your speculation is limited. See, a philosopher can understand many principles. That's what a philosopher tries to do. If he is a good philosopher, he will understand also one important principle about his mind. It is very limited. But most of us do not want to give up speculating. This is a real difficulty. The mind does mislo, 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 mislo. That is nature. But we have to understand that this is a very limited process. We do have to find out the truth